You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the great people at Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, and get up to $1,000 on your no-danger first wager. You, of course, have the same-game parlays as well for you to be involved in. And TrueMap Fitness in the Gulch, a new way to work out, the best way to work out for the best version of you. Go to TrueMapFitness.com. Your first workout is free as a Middle Tennessee resident. All right, tag deadline has came and went, and now we have unrestricted free agents en masse that are getting ready to hit the market. The top 10, and however you would place them in some form or fashion, Chris Jones is going to be an unrestricted free agent, Kirk Cousins is going to be an unrestricted free agent. Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle for the Dolphins. You've got Danielle Hunter, Vikings pass rusher, Jets edge rusher, Bryce Huff, Baker Mayfield, DJ Reader, Michael Owenu, who we'll talk about, Leonard Williams, Frankie Louvu, who's a linebacker for the Panthers, Tyron Smith, Kendall Fuller, Cameron Curl. The list goes on and on and on until you get down the list of guys like Derrick Henry and Calvin Ridley, who will be an unrestricted free agent, which is the place that we'd like to start. So your Two Rivers Ford take on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. How much would you be willing to pay Calvin Ridley on an average annual basis? So not contract years, not total contract value. Give me average annual salary for Calvin Ridley on his next contract. We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is presented by the wonderful people, the phenomenal people, the best people at Two Rivers Ford. Quality American-made Ford vehicles, award-winning customer service, the South's most trusted Ford dealership is Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So how much would you be willing to pay Calvin Ridley on the open market? It's a pretty interesting look given that his is a unique situation. Now, the Jags did use their franchise tag today on Josh Allen, not the Bills' Josh Allen, of course, but the pass rusher Josh Allen. And the tag deadline, as I said, has come and gone. The thing with Calvin Ridley, though, that makes this situation even more interesting is if they tagged Calvin Ridley, they would owe the Falcons a second-round pick. If they extend Calvin Ridley, they would owe the Falcons a second-round pick. It's a pretty not ideal situation to be in. He's a solid player. He's going to be 30 by next football season. And in a draft class stacked with wide receiver talent, and in a draft class where the Jags have 8 current picks, do you really want to spend on a wide receiver whose prime years are arguably behind him and who he really never got to capitalize on? Now, the counter to that is, well, he hasn't played as much football as your average 30-year-old or almost 30-year-old wide receiver, so he's still fresh. But still, there are things that depreciate no matter how much mileage you have on your body as a professional athlete: athleticism, speed, abilities. He's not quite got the same game as a DeAndre Hopkins, for example, whose style lends itself better to aging at a wide receiver as opposed to his former teammate Julio Jones, for example. We saw how quickly that fell off a cliff because Julio could still do things in spurts that reminded you of Julio Jones, but his body physically couldn't keep up with how Julio Jones is accustomed to playing. And we saw that play out over the course of the last 3 seasons when Julio has been with the Titans, the Bucks, and most recently the Eagles. So how much would you be willing to pay Calvin Ridley on an average annual basis? This is the Jags general manager Trent Baalke speaking at the Combine about the current situation that they are in.
Can you potentially pull off getting Ridley back without having to give up that second-round pick?
Well, we're not real concerned with that, whether it's a second or third round. We're just going to work with the player and see if we can come to an agreement when that, whether that's before that compensation changes or not, that remains to be seen. But we're more focused on the player.
Are there still conversations? Both?
Yeah, we're going to continue to have conversations with all of them. We've got a lot of work to do this offseason. You know, I had a meeting with Kelvin the other day in my office. I had a great talk with Kelvin. Know exactly where he's at, and he knows where we're at. So we're just going to continue to work with all these players and try to come to some form of compromise, some form of resolution as the weeks go on.
So that's Jags general manager Trent Baalke last week at the combine being asked about Calvin Ridley's situation. He's saying, you know, they're just trying to get a deal done, not really worried about the compensation. Now, I don't, you know, you could take that with a grain of salt. And we'll get into why here in just a second, right after I remind you that the primetime program is presented by the great people at TrueMav Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMavFitness.com. Your first workout is free. In fact, I'm going to be at TrueMav on Thursday morning. Looking forward to getting back in the gym with my buddy Worth Campbell, the head trainer and owner of TrueMav Fitness. Their coaching staff is awesome. They're going to make sure they put you in position to succeed. No workout ever recycled or repeated. TrueMav is the best in the business. A new way to work out for the best version of you. Go to TrueMavFitness.com for that first workout free. Great place, great spot. Have really helped me keep a handle on my fitness goals. We're coming up on over a year of me maintaining the sub 200 weight, and TrueMav is a huge reason why. Huge reason why. Anyway, Calvin Ridley, how much would you be willing to pay him on an average annual basis? Well, let's just take a look at some of the numbers on young Calvin or less young Calvin and see how all of this stacks up in the free agent class. Now, free agency wise, there are several wide receivers who are going to be intriguing here, but Calvin Ridley is immediately the most viable of the unrestricted guys. The list is populated by dudes like OBJ, who's going to be 32, Curtis Samuel, Tyler Boyd, who's of a similar age, MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, also 29 and change. So right in that ballpark of Calvin Ridley. Statistically, there was no unrestricted or pending unrestricted free agent that performed better than Calvin Ridley, seeing as Michael Pittman is now going back to Indianapolis and Mike Evans is not going to hit the free agent market. It's Calvin Ridley with 1,016 yards and 8 touchdowns. Then it drops down to Gabe Davis, north of 700 yards, 7 touchdowns. Big for Gabe Davis, even though he's wildly inconsistent. 797 yards for Tyler Boyd, 2 touchdowns for him. Nobody had more touchdowns as a pending free agent wide receiver than Calvin Ridley did last year, and he played in all 17 games. 933 snaps. That may be as many snaps as... Yeah, it's the second most snaps that any wide receiver played last year, 948 for Gabe Davis. So for the Jags, he was a huge part of their passing game. It's going to be interesting to see the strategy that they take on him, but that should absolutely be somebody that the Titans are in on. I love the idea of pairing him with DeAndre Hopkins. You don't have another wide receiver that I trust on the roster. You shouldn't have another wide receiver on the roster that you trust. Treylon Burks is not a starting player, caliber player right now. Kyle Phillips is... I have more of an idea of what Kyle Phillips is than I do Treylon Burks. And, you know, obviously Mason Kinsey and Kyaris Jackson. And that's basically it. That's under contract on your wide receiver room right now. Those guys, Colton Dowell, right? But Colton Dowell's also coming off a torn ACL at the very, very end of the year. So there's no guarantee that he's going to be a viable option, nor should he be considered as a viable option, given that he was a last year's seventh round pick and, you know, shouldn't be considered a lock to even make this year's roster under the new coaching staff and the general manager. So Calvin Ridley, I'd be willing to pay him between $22 and $25 million a year. That's the going rate for a starting wide receiver. I know that's going to give you sticker shock. I'm not saying you have to give that money to him guaranteed. I'm not saying you have to do a long-term deal. I would think you would prefer a long-term deal, maybe a three-year deal, I think makes sense for Calvin Ridley. But 3 years, 22 and a half to well, maybe not 25, but 22 and a half to 24, right? Because that's what I think he's going to make. Upwards of 20 for sure, given that he is at the top of the class right now. And he's a better caliber of wide receiver than Jacoby Myers, for example, was last year, which speaks to the level of wide receiver play that actually makes it to the free agent market. There is some school of thought that Calvin Ridley is a flash in the pan. And as I said, that his best years are already behind him at 29 and you know, he's like 29 and a half. Maybe that's so, but a short-term deal, three-year deal with a two-year out, essentially, I think makes a lot of sense, especially given that DeAndre Hopkins is in a contract year himself. And that is going to be a fascinating conversation, whether they, you know, Hop is coming up on 32. How much longer can he do it, or does he want to do it? That's an entirely different question as he parades around Paris for Fashion Week or Fashion Month at this point. He's been over in Europe for quite some time. Really, really interesting stuff. I'd love to talk to him about, maybe we'll get him on the radio show once training camp swings back around. I don't know. He's not a huge fan of me because I posted a picture of him yawning. I don't want to say accidentally. Like I posted the video of him, I think it was after they got their asses kicked by the Jags last year, and he was asked a question. He was kind of casual with it. He was yawning. He doesn't really give all, his personality isn't like big effusive anyway. So, you know, some of you took that as an opportunity to say, oh, he hates it here. He hates the Titans. He's not interested, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I don't think he really, well, I know he didn't really appreciate that because we had some discussions to that effect afterwards, but that's okay. We'll catch up with him because I'd love to talk to him about all of his outside interests beyond football. And of course, obviously being one of the best wide receivers, certainly the best, I mean, I would argue second best wide receiver of my generation, with Julio being number one. But yeah, Hop's a fascinating guy. But he's your only viable wide receiver, and he's coming up on 32. So you got to have some solution in the tank long term. And draft picks will also be a way to address it, but you need draft, you need free agency, you need multiple solutions. So between $22 and $25 million a year, I think makes sense for Calvin Ridley. That's a pretty big chunk of your cap, your available cap space, but you can structure the cap hit in a way that makes it pretty viable for this first year if you want to. There's always an option on the table. Now, how interested in Calvin Ridley are they going to be? I think fairly interested, but we'll have to wait about, 8 days? Yeah, 8 days. Free agency's in 8 days. Oh, my God. This gives me hives. I'm not going to sleep for a week. But either way, it's going to be a fascinating time to see how Ren Carthon and Brian Callahan and their staffs go about putting this thing back together. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by Zen Sports. Download the Zen Sports app. Plug in the promo code ATOZTN. Get up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager. Zen Sports is the best in the business when it comes to getting you to capitalize or having you capitalize on all of their great same game parlays. 10 boosted same game parlays for NBA and NHL every single day. 10 bets each with a 10% boost. You can bet every single one of them. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. No danger. First wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Boosted odds are derived from equivalent parlay bets offered in Tennessee. Must be 21 and up. And in Tennessee to bet. ZenSports.com for more information. Tackle market. We talked about it yesterday with Tyron Smith. The question now becomes, Michael Owenu. Now, some of you will be familiar with Michael Owenu, who is getting ready to be an unrestricted free agent from the Patriots. The Patriots did tag Michael Duggar today, the safety, so Owenu will hit the free agent market. He's a very versatile player. He's an interesting player, and certainly, as you see the market play out, that versatility is something that he is going to be paid for. But they did tag Duggar today. So now the Patriots will move on. Patriots can try and keep him. They do risk losing him on the open market without a tag in place. He has great versatility, both right tackle and guard. Tackle is one of the biggest spots for the Titans roster to address. He's a right tackle, though, for sure. Patriots also have needs at right tackle. Trent Brown is about to be an unrestricted free agent. It's an interesting spot for New England, and I'd be curious to see how they address it because Owenu is not a top flight starter at any one position, but he's kind of like a Dennis Kelly type. I think I would consider him a higher end Dennis Kelly type to where he can start for you and he can play multiple positions and he can give you that spot duty or starting effort if you need be. And you need, I mean, you guys know how much you love Dennis Kelly. That's going to be a fascinating one to see how that contract value plays out because he is not going to make top of market tackle money, but he will see the benefits of being a versatile player on the open market this year. So should the Titans be in on Michael Owenu? I particularly think yes. His Pro Football Focus grades are something that have been you know, Pro Football Focus isn't the end all be all, of course, but the Pro Football Focus grades do have good information in them, which is something that they talked about on their podcast here recently. I believe this was from the Combine.
Yeah, the one to me that's always jumped out from the free agent list this year is Michael Owenu, who's 26 years old, has played his best football at right tackle, the more valuable position than guard, but has played all over that New England offensive line. And for some reason, the Patriots have never seemed to fully buy into him as like a high quality player.
Right.
I'm really curious if the rest of the league thinks the same way. And if he's just a guy that for some reason seems to play much better than the perception, or if the rest of the league is like the Patriots have been sleeping on this guy the entire time and there's like a massive bidding war for his services and he becomes like the most coveted right tackle in free agency.
The PFF grades have been really good for Nwanu. You know, that's what you're hinting at here.
Yeah.
And every now and again, we do differ from what the league perception is.
Right.
We had it with an 86 in 2021, 79 grade in 22, 71, dropped a little bit last year. But this has been shuffling back and forth between guard and tackle as a sixth-round pick.
There are some parallels between Michael Owenu and Evan Mathis way back in the day when the Bengals didn't believe in Evan Mathis. They were rotating him at left guard with Nate Livings, right? And Nate Livings was the guy that got the big free agency deal from Dallas. And there was nothing in the data that said that that was worth doing, that actually Evan Mathis was a much better player. He signs as almost like an afterthought in that free agency dream team the Eagles assembled, and he ends up being like the only successful player to come from it. And he ends up becoming an all-pro, right? Eventually, teams caught on to the fact that this guy was just playing really well down in, down out. And, you know, we're fighting this sort of PR battle of what PFF grades mean. They're not going to be perfect. We're going to differ from people at times. I don't think we're going to differ to the degree of saying a guy is an elite, consistent playmaker.
So that is the Pro Football Focus podcast. That's Super Bowl week before the tags obviously come down, but some good insights and information on Michael Owenu. All right, we'll wrap up with a gone viral video. We've been waiting to play this one on the primetime show for quite some time. It is... It's going to be a bit triggering to Titans fans, I understand, but it's the best thing that I saw on the internet in the last calendar week. It is Malik Nabers. It is CBS Sports. The vast majority of you have seen this video, but for those of you who haven't, my God, is it funny? We'll get to that here in just a second, right after I remind you that the primetime program is made possible by the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators, who are trying to, as we speak, secure their ninth straight win. We will see whether they're able to complete that situation against the Montreal Canadiens. Tonight, the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage is there not just for your hockey intel, but for your real estate intel. Get the dream address without the stress at GaryAshton.com for more info. Okay, Malik Nabers, CBS Sports. Need I say more?
CBS, have a game that will predict where you are going to end up.
I'm nervous a little bit. I don't know what's coming.
Pick your favorite flower. Iris, Cherokee Rose, Rose, or Poppy?
Rose.
Okay. Pick the ideal tourist destination for you. Is it the World of Coca-Cola? Is it Hamilton, going to see Hamilton? Is it Disneyland? Or is it the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay. What's your ideal concert? Is it Kendrick Lamar, 21 Savage, Lady Gaga, or Miley Cyrus?
I have to pick one. 21 Savage.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant? Is it Jack in the Box, Subway, Waffle House, or Chick-fil-A?
Waffle House.
And pick your favorite bird. Is it a quail, an eastern bluebird, a brown thrasher, or a mockingbird?
Mockingbird.
You're either going to the Titans or the Falcons.
Oof. That's pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. Atlanta wouldn't be too bad.
Oh my God, his face, woof, and then immediately pivots to Atlanta. Now, should the Titans not draft Malik Nabers because he doesn't want to play for the Titans or doesn't want to live in Nashville or whatever the case may be? No. Should the Titans not draft Malik Nabers because he would rather go to a 21 Savage concert over a Kendrick Lamar concert? What are you out of your mind? Probably. Huge red flag there. Listen. Maybe he wants to live in Atlanta more than he wants to live in Nashville. Maybe he's unfamiliar with the Tennessee Titans as a franchise. Maybe he is familiar with the Tennessee Titans as a franchise and had that natural reaction. Don't read into it too much other than it is an actively hilarious clip. And Titans fans, I love you to death. I really do. I love you guys so much. You keep me in business. You keep me employed. You keep getting me paid for reasons that are beyond my beyond my understanding, but I appreciate you for it. Titans fans have a bit of a complex already, bit of an inferiority complex already, bit of a discriminatory complex, although maybe perhaps, that's a topic for another day. But they definitely an inferiority complex with how the franchise is viewed and how other people view Titans fans as a result. So that Malik Nabers basically feeds into all of the things that you fear most about how your franchise is viewed. Doesn't exactly give you the feel good, but yeah, if Malik Nabers is sitting there at 7 and he's the best available player on your board and he's better than the next best left tackle or Brock Bowers or whatever, you draft him. It doesn't care what he doesn't matter what he said in the TikTok with CBS Sports, but it's still pretty funny. Oof. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight on the primetime program. Have a great evening. Enjoy yourselves. Radio show from 10 to 1 tomorrow on 104.5 The Zone. Don't forget, because the tickets are moving way faster than I expected for the install. I'm excited about it because we're raising money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with this year's install live show. Awesome to see the amount of interaction. The link's been live for like 2 days. There's already 35 tickets that are sold out. It's not sold out with 35 tickets, but we do have a ton of tickets in total, but they're moving a lot faster than I expected them to. And that's before we've even made the big announcement about who else is going to be participating in the live show with Greg Cosell and myself. It's May the 3rd, Friday, May the 3rd, 6 days after you put together your new draft class. So you will get a personalized NFL Films level breakdown with film included. We'll have projectors, we'll have screens everywhere. If you didn't go to the event last year, it was kick-ass. There's also an open bar, which always makes things more fun. And then we had an after party at Tin Roof afterwards, which was mwah, chef's kiss. Anyway, 1045thezone.com to get your tickets for the install live show for the best Titans free agency and post-draft breakdown a mere 6 days after the draft itself concludes with Greg Cosell of NFL Films. Going to be a banger. Can't wait to see you guys out there. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone. And if not, primetime tomorrow night, 8-ish, we'll call it, or thereabouts.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Titans. Let the world hear us now. This is our team. Go Colts!